To gain visibility and control over your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Go to netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, February 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. If there's anything that frustrates consumers besides rising prices, it's fees, sometimes hidden fees, that companies slap onto the total cost.
So a lot of times these are surcharges tacked onto concert tickets, cable bills, banking services, hotel bookings. Many of these fees do not get you anything in return.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Poley. She's been looking into calls by President Biden for companies to rein in what he calls junk fees. We'll talk to her about how that would affect consumers after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, everything you need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
In last week's State of the Union speech, President Biden said Americans are tired of paying fees.
I know how unfair it feels when a company overcharges you and gets away with it. Not anymore. We've written a bill to stop it all. It's called the Junk Fee Prevention Act. We're going to ban surprise resort fees that hotels charge on your bill. Those fees can cost you up to $90 a night at hotels that aren't even resorts.
But what can the White House actually do about these fees? And how would regulation affect you, the consumer? Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Poley looked into that, and she's here to discuss. Hey, Allison, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Allison, when President Biden talks about junk fees, what is he specifically referring to?
There are a lot of different charges that fall into this category, but generally you can think of them as fees that don't get you anything in return or that you would expect to be included in the price of an item. So a lot of times these are surcharges tacked onto concert tickets, cable bills, banking services, hotel bookings. And unlike the upcharge for a first-class plane ticket or something like extra guacamole, many of these fees do not get you anything in return.
No, don't mess with my guacamole. Now, you also mentioned plane tickets. And between baggage fees and fees for picking out your own seat, there might not be fees that infuriate consumers more. How would regulating those fees affect consumers?
First, they're going to need to stay patient because the government needs to define exactly what a junk fee is. So whether or not a baggage fee is exactly a junk fee is up for debate because the airlines will argue that it is getting you something in return. It's getting you your baggage checked, whereas other people might say, well, shouldn't that be included in the cost of my plane ticket? But the president wants to target additional fees that airlines charge for seating assignments. And the government is especially worried about families having to pay these seat fees so that they can sit with their children. So if these are regulated, it's possible that those fees could go away, though it's a long shot. Or another option is that they'd be displayed more transparently.
Now, Biden also specifically mentioned resort fees. Now, going to a resort is nice, but if you're paying to stay at a resort, do the fees matter at that point?
Yeah, you can think of resort fees as kind of a catch-all term for different hotel charges because they aren't just limited to high-end resorts. So budget hotels that rent rooms by the week or the month can charge $2 or $3 a night for safe fees, and those are meant to cover the hypothetical use of a safe in the room. That's the same concept as a resort fee. And I spoke to Lauren Wolf, who is an attorney at Travelers United, which is an advocacy group. And she said, those fees are just made up junk hotel fees so the hotels can lie about the advertised price of a room. And this issue has come up before. So back in 2019, lawmakers introduced a bipartisan House bill that would require hotels and short-term rentals to list their upfront costs, including all fees. But that bill didn't progress.
All right, but let's say airlines or hotels or some other industry was told to lower or wipe out their fees. Couldn't they just raise the base price to account for the lost fee revenue?
They could. What the government is arguing now is that essentially companies are competing with each other on hidden costs. So they are trying to display a low price for a room, for example, and then once someone clicks all the way through and is about to book, then that's when all of these extra charges come on. So in theory, the companies are competing on these extra costs that aren't displayed. So yes, the base price could be raised to account for the lost fee revenue, but the prices could also become more transparent in theory.
And we've seen the banks wind up in Congress's crosshairs regarding their fees. Has anything been done about them?
Yes. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has proposed reducing penalties for late credit card payments to $8. Currently, these payments can be as high as $41. So the agency has estimated that Americans pay an annual $12 billion in credit card late fees. And this proposal could cut that figure down by about $9 billion.
Wow, those fees have gotten up to $41.
They can. Yeah, it's a big range.
All right, so what's the reality check here? What's the likelihood that the White House could actually work with Congress to push through legislation to rein in fees?
Legislation is pretty unlikely given the divided Congress. But even if they were able to get legislation through or could use some combination of new regulations, it's still no guarantee that these fees would be eliminated entirely. As we've talked about, flying or staying in a hotel might not be any less expensive, consumer advocates have said, but the prices could be more transparent. So I guess at least you know what you're paying when you're searching rather than when you're about to hit book. There is another avenue for change, though, and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, just had a big public comment period on whether it should make a rule about the harms caused by junk fees. So the comment period is closed, so unfortunately you can't get those comments in right now, but nearly 12,000 comments were submitted last week. So the agency is going to review those comments, and then in theory, they're going to propose a rule about junk fees. And then there will be another public comment period for people to weigh in. If it sounds like that'll take a while, that's true. The process could take months or even years, but it's another avenue that the federal government is exploring to tackle these fees.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Poley. Allison, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast puts you close to the people breaking the news from around the world.
Over half the population are in acute need of food.
And close to home.
The red-hot housing market is starting to slow down.
Uncovering facts.
These investments call into question some of the federal government's activity.
And diving into markets.
A lot of money exiting the stock market, which is like...
Get it all twice a day in less than 15 minutes. Navigate your world with What's News.